want him to tell the full story.
Yeah.
I just want him to tell the truncated story of, yeah, of milking the cat.
Kevin, can you tell us just the relevant information?
No, I don't want the full story.
Joey,
don't pull a dad and tell the end. Okay, well, this story started 74 years ago when people were prospecting gold and they discovered the wild house cat.
I'm just saying, Joey, you heard the full story.
It was a lot. I mean, I heard the full story.
You look like you have sparklies coming out of your mouth right now.
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, look at his green fingers.
I don't know why the green screen is not.
Kevin, your new nickname is Captain Green Fingers. That's what it's going to be.
That light is not bright at all.
That actually did help. No, it's worse.
No, not helping.
Now it's worse.
Okay, but we just want the story about you milking a cat.
But you've heard, the kids have heard this story. They know that one time I had to save a bunch of kittens.
Was it a bunch of kittens?
Yeah. How many kittens? Was it one kitten, and was that kitten you? Were you drinking the cat milk?
No.
Were you going like this?
Oh, God, that's disgusting. Granted, I understand we
As you held the cat
milk.
Out, like, here's the cat. Imagine this Trenta iced coffee that I'm consuming was the cat, and he's just like this.
Mm-hmm. Christ.
With his big mouth, trying to get that little tongue in there. Kevin, for the size of his mouth, tiniest little tongue you've ever seen in your life.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever,
show people your tongue.
Actually looked at Kevin's tongue.
Stick it out as far as you can. That's an average-sized tongue, actually. It's not small.
But you like when I do it small, when I come out. Like,
make it small. There it is, pee-pee.
That's weird.
There it is.
It gets fat, though.
You got a fat tongue. You got a whale tongue.
It can look thin. It can look thin. Nick, let me see your tongue thing.
What's your tongue thing? Do I want to know?
Thing. Thin. Thin.
No. Oh, thin?
Yeah. Now stick it out further, though. Further. Oh, God. I hate it.
All right.
So a cat sneaked into my house. Had a bunch of kittens.
Yeah.
Kittens were trying to feed, but nothing was coming out. So I went in there.
You're just shooting blanks?
Treated it like a pimple, because sometimes you have to get it started. It's the same thing with people.
Jesus
Christ. You know, just kind of work it a little bit, and the milk started coming out.
Wait. Before you continue the story, everyone, I hope you're eating something right now as you're listening to this. Or I hope this is your dinner time. Continue, Kevin.
Oh, man. And that was it. No. I just started to...
What did you milk the cat into? Like, where did the milk go? Into your mouth? And then you mama birded it?
Look, you've never had kids, so you don't understand. Sometimes you've got to get the stream going before the kids can latch on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just what you do.
When we inevitably get business cards at some point...
You can make the business cards.
But I want Kevin to say feline lactation consultant.
Yes. Yes, technical operations manager
slash
feline
lactation consultant.
Lactation consultant slash the Great Wall of Kevin slash milk mommy.
Perfect.
Slash Mr. Greenfingers.
Why is it Mr. Greenfingers?
Because when you go like this, you have sparkly green fingers.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot.
Kevin, you have the distinction of having the best and the worst nicknames in this office. The Great Wall of Kevin is amazing. Operation Rolling Thunder. I'm sad we let that one die.
Why did we let...
Because you guys didn't glom onto it.
He made like seven more, like that same week.
I know, but that one's so good. That one, I feel like, is the most perfectly encompassing.
One day, if this company is ever like a multi-million-dollar company, and all of us are like the people that were at the ground floor of it, and we don't have to work anymore, and we're just... I watched a Pixar documentary last night. Really, really good on Netflix, by the way. We'll get around to that in a second. Mm-hmm. But they have like people that were like... They were like there at the beginning, and now they're all just like high up, and they don't really have to work too much anymore.
People.
What I want to do is have a room where we can just observe Kevin.
Oh.
For inspiration. Just watch
him
work.
Put Kevin in the room, or are we in the room?
No. Like Kevin, it's like, you know, in those like science fiction movies where they put the kid in the all-white room and they like give it like stimulation to see what happens, but like one of the things shocks it.
So I am in
That's what we got to do. So Kevin's in the room, and we're just watching him work. But by doing that, we will come up with so many great nicknames.
Peruvian boy toy says Ricky Rick 423 in the chat. I don't like that at all.
When you read that the first time, were you like, I don't think I can allow this to go? Because you said you were fine with it.
No, I didn't. I was like, can we make up any other name?
I tried. But then we spitballed. I was like, how about Meat Bucket?
No, you didn't. You were like, I'm sorry.
How about Honey Hole?
This is the only way this episode airs, and we need it because it's a two-parter.
It's true. I wanted to call him a Meat Bucket, but...
Why? Do I want to know?
Honestly, that would
have been... Street Meat would have been great, too.
Oh, my God.
Actually, Street Meat would be great.
Well, it was Peruvian Street Toy. Is that what you went with? Because you... You know what? I think the story goes you started with Street Meat, and people were like, that's too fucking far.
That might have been it. That might have been that. The boy... It was Boy Toy and Street Meat, and it became Peruvian Street Boy Toy.
Oh, no.
What was the line I had you say? Want milk, hump, hump?
No, I don't remember the lines you had me say.
Jesus
I was here
Christ.
For the recordings of everyone's line. I remember when we got to me, I was like, what the fuck, Nick? Like, why did mine have to go so much further?
Hopes and dreams, Joe.
Yeah.
When I started making the animated show, I thought to myself, this is it. This is going to be my big break. We're going to make this show. It's going to be so funny that Comedy Central is going to come to us and say, hey, we found the next big thing.
Yeah.
And then
say qua
87 months later, when we finally put out the final episode, and people responded with, I think the most positive of the comments on that last episode was, this is still happening, question mark? That's when you know everything's gone south, and you're relegated to doing the Kind of Funny Morning Show, ladies and gentlemen, which we do Monday through Friday here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. That was a professional segue.
Whoa.
I know. That was really good, right? 11 a.m. PT here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We do it. Joe's with me today, of course.
I am.
Andy's off working on party mode. Kevin's holding down the forte over there. Tim hasn't slept in 4 days. And Greg, I think, is actually seeing things now.
Nick, just to be clear, I'm holding down the fort. I'm holding down the fort because the control is my forte.
That's why I said you're holding down your forte, the fort.
No, see?
Kevin, why couldn't you just let it go? Because now I feel like Nick's
going to Because Kevin knows that I say things wrong just to see if he picks up on it.
If we don't acknowledge it, then you don't keep saying
it. I had a screenwriting professional one time tell me, don't write for yourself. Write for everyone else because you have to write for a mainstream audience. Uh-huh. And I've learned time and time again that I make myself laugh, so why would I write for anyone else? Mm. I do inside jokes here that only Kevin and I get. And there's tens of thousands of people. Literally, like, if you count the podcast numbers, at least 75 people listen to this show every day.
Yeah.
It's the best show we do. I like to keep
Between
it as the hidden
and
gem.
12 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. This is the best daily talk show that happens on Twitch between the hours of 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Are we in Standard Time yet? Are we back to Standard Time?
We're back in Standard Time.
P-S-T.
P-S-T.
P-S-T. Of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, the word of the day is street meat. That's what it's going to be today. Or Peruvian street toy, whichever one you... That was yesterday's, though. We're going to do Peruvian street toy today. Top on housekeeping. Kevin, pull this up. Great shirt. I'm wearing it. Joe's wearing it. You should get yourself one.
Dang, I hate when that happens.
Well, I like being like... Sometimes we go to lunch, and we're all wearing the same shirt and the hoodies, and sometimes
the
hat.
Like
we look like a fucking religious group that's about to take your daughter or son and convert them to our belief system.
Yeah.
And in a way that's just horribly detrimental to their mental health and affects the rest of their future forever. Mm-hmm. But they're gonna party.
Yeah.
Like, our brand of cult is party.
Oh, yeah.
Like, be yourself, party, have fun, but also, if your parents ask, stab them in the eye with letter opener.
Wow, that you escalated quickly.
That seems like a jump.
I mean, that is like a very cultish move, so on brand.
That's like the first thing cults make you do, right? Is like not love your parents anymore. Because your mom's like, yeah, I don't think this is good for you. You go, shut up, mom. Stab, 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 stab.
No, Jesus.
It's crazy. I've been listening to My Favorite Murder a lot.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of weird cults, a lot of weird murders.
Can you believe there's only one review for this shirt?
I mean,
that's it? What about the other shirt? The side print shirt?
Yeah, we asked people to go review.
It just came out.
Hold on.
That review's genius, by the way.
We're not asking them to leave
fake reviews. It's a great review.
You
and Andy read it, right?
Yeah, we did read it.
Zero reviews.
No, that's not true.
Oh, wait, no, yes.
Here we go. All right, so Rady Moon says, bought this faster than Nick can say milk mommy and immediately felt like a champ. He says the height. That's fantastic.
That Giannis. Thumbs up.
I am Giannis, yeah. It says, hey, I didn't buy the shirt yet, but wanted to leave a comment. Hi, Nick and Andy, and everyone else in the studio. Have a great day. Plus, you only follow Andy if you can beat you for the title.
Yeah, sure.
Not
you still
you
haven't
tell anyone.
You still haven't followed me.
I follow
so
you
not...
now.
Do you?
Nick, I looked into it. You are definitely following
Do you?
Me.
I 100% follow you because I see your stuff now. So I assume it means I follow you.
The next one's great too. Dr. Tash says, this shirt is
great. Are you
great.
Just showing me your feet?
I'm a doctor, trust
well,
me.
People just look for me.
All right, relax. What does it say, Kevin?
It says, this shirt is great. I'm a doctor, trust me.
Oh, you are.
So here's what I want you to say.
Why would you ask
here's
what
I want you to say, two
listen.
Things. One, this is, I need to hear this come out of your mouth. I apologize for doubting you, Nick. You're the best at everything.
Do I just say the second part?
You don't have to say the second part.
I apologize for doubting you, Nick.
And two, Andy sucks. Everyone unfollow Andy.
No, we don't say any of these
Andy
things.
Andy sucks. Everybody unfollow
him. No, don't unfollow him. Just you unfollow him.
No!
Yes!
Do it.
You
do
have to do it,
Joe.
Do
it, do it.
You have
do
to
it,
do
Joey.
It. Unfollow him. Come on, it's so fun.
Did you unfollow him?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't need his fucking Overwatch posts. I don't need that shit.
How long do I have to unfollow him for?
For a day. Just until he notices. Someone's going to tell him about this. Someone you fucking... Narcs out there are gonna tell Andy. Okay. Oh, they unfollowed you on the morning show today.
Unfollowed him.
Awesome.
Who's the narc today?
Who's gonna be fucking narc?
Don't be a narc.
Don't be a 14-year-old kid who tells his mom everything that happens. Don't do that. Be an 18-year-old kid that smokes pot in the back. Fucking does cool shit with his life.
I don't know, man. That's
like the bender.
Like...
And then when your mom asks, stab, and you're like,
oh,
no,
stab,
establishment, man.
Stab.
Oh my God, let's go to the next news story.
All right, let's go to the first news story. How about that? Oh no, tip reminder. Before we do that, if you guys want to give us tips, if you've enjoyed this show, you can give us tips just like Kat did. Kat tipped us a very nice tip at $25 and said, today is my husband's birthday. From 12/17 to 28, excuse me, from 2017 to 2018, I was in a legal battle against my previous boss. Tom has been an amazing partner, and I am so grateful. He listens to the Kinda Funny Morning Show daily. So thank you to Kinda Funny for being awesome, and happy birthday, Tom.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Did you win? Did you win the legal battle?
I assume she did, because she's tipping us money. Yeah, if she lost it and owed a lot of money, I imagine this is just a poor use of your funds. If you're still fighting this battle, please take your tip back and use it to beat your boss, because if there's one thing that I hate, it's bosses. Hate them.
Bosses are the worst.
I don't even like being a boss. Most of the time, I ask Kevin to make all the decisions for me.
I've had the same boss the last like 5 years, and he does not care about shit.
Well, who was that?
What?
What's up? He sounds like an asshole.
Yeah, he's the worst.
he sounds like a prick.
Cool. He used to smoke. It was nice.
He was so much cooler when he smoked. Remember when we used to walk around Kevin and smoke and talk shit about Tim?
Yes.
That was so fun.
Tim was right there with us.
No. Tim was there.
Oh, okay.
By the way, when I talk shit about people, I want everyone to know, because I've seen a lot of people like, you talk a lot of shit. I know it's going to get back to him. I only talk shit either to your face or indirectly, so it's hilarious when it gets back to you. And I can just see Tim's face when he goes like this. And then that's
sigh.
It. Yeah. I never get a reaction out of Tim, ever. Unless
because
I have Kevin
knows.
Touch him.
He knows. He knows that if he gives you a reaction,
you
keep doing it.
There.
But he also knows that if he doesn't give you a reaction, you keep doing it.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to keep going no matter what.
What's funny is his monitor is just a little taller than mine, so I have to get up to see him, and then I lock eyes with him sometimes when I slack him stupid shit. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
Tim slacked me something really dumb yesterday, and I sent him 70 messages just so I could get it up and off my screen.
You can just delete it.
Yeah, but it was annoying to do that.
I understand. I know. Thank you for that tip, Kat. Nimitron says, hey, Nick, can I get a sexy hello? Can I get a sexy hello to sexy microbiologist? Oh, to a sexy microbiologist. I was like, is that a subsect of the internet? Hello.
Hey, you're one for that? Or?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Ready? Hi.
Okay.
It's not good.
I was rewatching.
I gotta stop laughing at my own jokes. That's one thing I've rewatched myself, and I'm like, I don't like it when I laugh at my own jokes. Let the jokes play.
I was rewatching an old clip from an old GOG, and there was I don't know what the premise was. I missed the context. But they just made you do like ASMR and like whisper and read through this like very meditative statement, and it was very funny.
Was it fun?
It was super funny because you just like couldn't get through all of it because you're like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I love it.
But it was very entertaining.
ASMR is cool. Todd Weiss, Tim said,
out, man.
I love it.
I can't do it.
It makes
me feel really uncomfortable.
It's one of those weird things that I get. And I'm like, huh, I understand why people like this. It makes you feel silly and special.
Yeah.
It's fun. Todd Weiss gave us $5 and said, Nick is right. If you want to be perfectly and impeachably correct, you will pronounce the word fort, meaning something that is one strong point, ideally to the word, identically to the word fort, and reserve for forte, pronounced only for the musical term. Yeah, but in this one, I was actually just saying fort, like he's in a fort, like a battlefield. People go to the fort, soldiers in the fort. But he's right.
Building.
The word forte is widely misused.
I know.
When people say it's my forte, what they mean is it's my fort.
Correct.
I've said it before.
But that's not the colloquial use of
it,
right?
No, the common colloquial, it's like when people say, I'm literally dying right now, but that's just because they don't like the traffic they're in.
No, dude, that's like meaning versus... pronunciation. That's
what I'm saying is people use literally differently than it used to be made, and now people say forte in the wrong context. You're right. It's a semantic argument we're having right now. People are dumb. Stab your parents in the eye with a letter opener. Stab.
God, do people have letter openers anymore? Like, real question.
I'm trying to think. I don't have one. I have like a buck knife that has a mechanical,
a buck knife.
I bought a knife a long time ago for when
you
I...
You shouldn't own a knife.
I don't have it on me, or do I?
It's not like he carries it around like the sharks and the jets.
Come at me, demon. No, I just have like, I had an old knife that It was cool, Kev. You'll appreciate it. It's one of those that has like when you we flip it out, it's spring loaded, so it goes ka-ka.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's fun.
And it sounds
bring
cool.
That in, man. That'd be fun to play.
Closing those always scare me because I feel like I'm gonna like flip and like cut my hand.
Well, you gotta close it with it's got a lock blade on it. So you have to hit the back.
But
it's
then when
the
you
back,
try and do it
front.
With one hand and it looks cool, that's when I get
Well, that's what Kevin does.
I know, and it scares me.
Kevin's got a lot of blades on him at all times.
I usually just hand it back to Kevin and
just
make
have
him
one.
Hold, close
well,
it.
He always has four on there.
He hands me his Leatherman, and it's he'll take out the thing and then hand it to me, and then he watches like a monkey trying to do whatever I'm going to do. And I do whatever I need to do with it. I'm like, oh, I got this thing. And then he waits very patiently for me to try and figure out for 5 minutes how to put the fucking
He's
thing back in. And then I just hand it back to him. Every single time I go, I don't like this. Go throw this out.
Figure it out.
I just tell him, throw it out. I'll buy you another one. He's like, I'm not going to throw it out. What?
Should we watch this trailer?
Let me finish the tips. DJ Kento said, good morning, best friends. I'm having an awful day because apparently my capture card died, but I found this, one of the funniest screen replacement videos of all time, and he gave us a little clip there.
Joey,
we got to change it to the KF Showcase announcement.
I feel like you know
Oh, I've totally seen this. It's
Do you
pretty
think
great.
Is worth showing?
I think it's funny.
All right, let's watch it.
Old.
Let's watch it, Donnie.
Is it?
Everything
right,
we do is old here. What?
Oh, do you know, it like landed directly in the corner. Have you ever watched
The Office?
Do you know? Yeah. You've never watched The Office, but there is a whole like cold open where Michael's like having a meeting in their meeting room, and in the background is a TV with the DVD sign bouncing around, and they're like reacting to what he's saying based on what's happening behind him, but he doesn't know it, and it's very funny.
Okay,
I only
that sounds like quality humor.
I only approve that video because to get Joey to talk about The Office.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
It's Nick's Daily Office Minute.
I want to like The Office. I want you to know this.
Do you?
Don't I?
Do you?
Do I?
I don't think you do.
Don't I? I do.
How much
I want,
chance have you given it?
I've watched all told together 2 episodes probably.
Yeah, that's a solid college try for a 9 season show.
The thing is this.
10 seasons?
I don't like that dry humor. I just don't like it. And it's sad because I love the cast is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Steve Carell, yeah, he's great. Craig Robinson's on it, right?
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite people ever.
Mm-hmm.
He did the thing that I watch every once in a while when I get really sad, I have to watch it. It's the Craig Robinson screensaver. It's the best thing ever.
I don't know what that is.
It was a Funny or Die skit where it was just his head bouncing around like an old Windows screensaver, and he's like, hi, I'm Craig Robinson. I'll be your screensaver for today. It's fucking hilarious. I just can't get into it. But what I can get into, Joe, is Captain Marvel. God damn it, I am icing these fucking segues today.
Nailed it!
Bah, bah, bah! Stab him in the eye. Let's watch the,
No!
Let's watch the Captain Marvel trailer right now. This is the official trailer number 2. If this gets claimed, blame Brie Larson. Hit her up on Twitter and say, stop it.
Blame her, she's gone through enough.
All right.
Has he?
Let's watch it.
Has he?
She?
Haven't they?
So, Skrulls are the bad guys. And you're a Kree, a race of noble warriors.
Heroes. Noble warrior heroes.
Your life began the day it nearly ended. We found you. With no memory, we made you one of us.
What's up, Annette Bening?
So you could live longer, stronger, superior. You were reborn.
I keep having these memories. Something in my past is the key to all of this.
You know how to fly this thing?
We'll see.
That's a yes or no question.
Yes.
Would you like to know what you really are?
I think I had a life here. What aren't you telling me?
You've come a long way. But you're not as strong as you think. war is just the beginning.
I'm not gonna fight your war. I'm gonna end it.
Aren't you the cutest little thing?
Aren't you cute? And what's your name, huh?
Yuri.
What's
cute?
I'll be back.
First off, shout out to the cat. I watched this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's the cat's name again? And I freeze frame Goose.
Of course.
Because she's a pilot. Makes sense. It's the 90s. Top Gun would have come out. You name the cat Goose.
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you think the cat dies like Goose does in Top Gun, where it just gets ejected into the canopy and goes, and then
kind of paralyzed and he just ejected into the atmosphere and then.
And then just dies. Well, there was a canopy. He hit a canopy and it snapped his neck. And then he went down, and then he was like, Goose, no! And he's like, really, he's like, come on, hurry up. And they're like, no, dude, he's fucking dead. Like, let him go. Yeah. And he's let him go, like Rose let Leonardo DiCaprio go in the Titanic.
I just think they could have taken turns. That's all I'm saying.
I don't understand.
Have you seen the Mythbusters?
I'd be like this, look, I love you a lot, but, and then just throw her, no one's gonna know.
No.
No one's gonna know. I take the gem, I live like a king forever.
That's true.
But she didn't even know that she had it.
Yeah, it was just
I would have yanked that off of her, but like, I love you, and forever, you know what I'll do is I'm going to name my first kid Rose. Snap her neck, let it go into the thing.
Wow.
Stab, 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 keep going.
Also pulls out a letter up
there. Just let it
stab, 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 stab is my new favorite thing you do. let's talk about that trailer, though, huh?
Yeah. They need to stop showing trailers for this movie, because I'm getting less and less excited about this as it goes. This trailer, I don't think, was as good as the first one. I think the end moment was great.
Yeah.
That shot where she's flying through space, I'm like, that brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't love her in this right now.
Yeah, I feel this way about a lot of the movies where I don't have, like, when they're doing the one-off, like, origin stories before I know who the characters and how they tie into everything, because I don't know Marvel comic books super well.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks cool and I'm excited, but I'm not, like, aching to watch this movie.
Yeah.
I think powers look super cool and her suit looks super cool and I'm into it, but
her suit looks so cool, especially her, like,
when she was coming
Captain
down and her
Marvel.
Hair was up and she was like all glowy. I was like, that looks
well. I like the mohawk look that they got. That's
that
so dope.
Also super cool.
Right there. This is gonna be a fun movie.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it, but I gotta see her in the movie. Because I think what they're doing is they're making her play a little bit more robotic when she's Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And then my assumption is when she gets in touch with her human side,
mm-hmm.
it'll bring a little bit more of the warmth and, like, depth of the character that I'm hoping for. My guess is right around the midpoint she's gonna discover that she used to be a human. Or maybe, I don't know, 25 minutes in, right around the first act turning point.
Yeah.
And then she's going to, by the third act, be like, oh, I'm Carol Danvers, like, and I'm also this person, and I'm a little more well-rounded.
Well, she's Kree, right?
She seems really robotic right now. Well, I don't know, because she's apparently human that got worked on by the Kree.
Right.
Yeah.
But you gotta, like, the Kree is bad. They were the bad guys in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Were they?
Yeah, with,
was that Ronan?
Ronan, yeah.
See, that's Ronan right there.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at the big brain on you.
Well, I mean, I thought this scene was really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
I think it's going to be a fun movie. Obviously, it's touching nostalgia for me, but I don't think this trailer was as strong as the other one, with the exception of that last shot. I thought that was pretty cool.
So someone in the chat saying the Kree's not bad, and someone else says just Ronan went bad.
Oh, Kree are not bad.
We have to remember the Kree did not, like, resist Ronan. They were like, we can't control everyone. Those sound like assholes. Like, if the U.S. had a
you
crazy...
know what it's like?
Like,
it's like when
military
you have a kid.
Force that goes bad, and we're just like, we can't control them. They're just doing what we want them to, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? It's like when parents, though, when parents are like, well, my kid went bad. I don't know what happened. I'm like, no, you're still on the hook for it. Slides letter opener out.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
Why do you need a letter opener for Christmas?
Your kid fucking went nuts, and it's not your responsibility. Snap, snap, snap.
Takes off a mask. You are the kid.
I am the kid. Fuck everyone.
I'm really excited to see how this ties into Avengers 4. That's really my main.
Me too. Now you said that we might get an Avengers 4 trailer tomorrow.
That's what rumor has it is we're getting it tomorrow. We'll see if that actually pans out.
Are we getting it exclusively? Is it the debut of it on the show tomorrow?
You know, I'm still working on some of those deals. I can't really talk about it.
Because Greg's all trying to line up shit for the thing. Can you get us the Avengers trailer? That'd be dope.
You know? We'll talk. We'll talk to our people. See what we can
do. On a serious note, I do hope that, I hope that it doesn't come out tomorrow, and I hope that somehow it's tied with the Game Awards.
I don't think
it's going to happen.
We don't know.
That'd be really cool, and it'd be great for Jeff, and I think that'd bring a lot of eyes onto the Game Awards, but then that means I have to watch the Game Awards.
Well, Smalls is saying the rumor is Good Morning America, which is what I've seen too.
Yeah, that's also what I've
seen. Good Morning America?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. That'd be cool. I just, at some point, something. See, what I mean?
Some other people are saying it's going to get pushed to next week. Show us the damn trailer! Or give us the name. I'm kind of okay with either.
I'm actually fine with nothing.
I want the...
You
want
to know nothing.
I want them to do what Beyonce does best. Just drop a fucking album. Just drop that shit. Let us know the date it's coming out. We know the date it's coming out. It's coming out April, right? I think.
Do we?
Yeah. I think it's coming out beginning of April.
Unless they do that thing like they did this time where they're like, oh, we're going to let it out.
They might push it a little bit. But I think right now it's holding strong. And I feel like, dude, everyone's going to see this fucking movie anyway.
People are saying it's going to get pushed because of Bush's funeral. Interesting.
Maybe, but does anyone really remember Bush Sr.? I barely do. Not gonna do it. Remember he threw up in the Japanese president's lap?
He did.
It was so sad. He got like...
Is this recently?
No, it was when he was president.
Yeah, early 90s, right?
It was one of those things. I was watching This Is the 90s on CNN, and they were talking about how that... There was a moment where he was a really strong president, and then he just lost all... Like, he just lost a ton of... I guess the word would be like face, or like... He just lost all of his like influence in the public eye just due to a number of things. And then Bill Clinton just became this like, hey, I'm the cooler, younger guy. And then it was punctuated by the fact that he literally like, he was sitting at a dinner with the Japanese president and he just goes, and just throws up into his lap and then passes out. And they're like, wow, this guy's old as fuck. He just had food poisoning. He was sick, but it didn't look good.
Not great.
It wasn't great for a president who was supposed to imbue power and was up for re-election. Not great. Ugh. Andy got me hooked on this. He wants me to watch this hip hop show, Hip Hop Evolution.
Andy wants you to watch every show.
I'm friends with Andy,
but you won't watch the other one.
Here we go. Ready? Here it is.
I think it already happened. Oh no!
Oh, he's passed out into his lap. That was sad.
He like passed out into his lap.
Well, I should not be talking shit. The man just passed away.
We're not talking shit. We're talking about a big thing that happened.
An encounter that I was unaware of.
Yeah,
I don't remember that at all.
And like, this is the worst GIF ever.
Yeah, that's terrible. There's got to be another one.
I don't know, man.
That you can find.
Okay, I don't know.
Dude, that just looks dramatic.
Yeah.
That's really sad. It looks like she's killing him.
Like chloroform or something?
Yeah. Poor Barb. Well, she died a while back too, right?
She died like 6 months ago, right?
Yeah, so that's always like a sad thing.
Well, that's what I tell my wife. Say is like...
That's what happens, man, when
people,
you're in love.
I feel like I read something that said that people were surprised that he lasted this long.
When you're that old and you've been with someone for that long, yeah. Like, this is what I tell my wife. This is our plan. Mm-hmm. Under no circumstances does she die before me.
Okay.
Ever. I can't handle that.
Unacceptable.
Can't handle it.
Unacceptable.
Here's how it has to work.
Okay.
I die. Mm-hmm. She dies very next day.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Nick, that's ideal.
Nick, if she doesn't die immediately after, you want to do a deal like I did with Greg Miller? Or I just finished the job for her?
Oh my gosh.
No, don't stab my wife.
Okay, alright.
Nick will come back from the dead to murder
you. I'm writing
that
down right now, Nick.
If anything, I will haunt you. But not like in a bad way, but I will haunt you.
Like, I feel like
you'll just always, every time you try to have sex, you'll always feel my presence in the room.
That's fine.
Always.
I'd let a ghost you watch.
Bro, you will not, because you'll look over and in your closet, you'll just see the door open a little bit and you'll see this face. Give me the one. This is what it'll look like. Give me the one. Try coming to that, buddy.
Oh shit, that's the wrong camera.
That's a lot.
I don't know, I feel like it'd make that work.
If you could haunt anybody in this office, like if you died today, who would it be?
Tim. 100%.
More than Kevin?
Oh, absolutely. Kevin wouldn't, at a certain point, Kevin just wouldn't care.
But Tim, like, oh, it would my always... ghost buddy Nick.
I'm telling you, right away I wouldn't care. It'd be like, I'd have a cool ghost
track. Are you kidding me? Every time you walk by, I go, Kevin.
That's great.
That would annoy the shit out of you.
What do you think about these shoes?
Paula would hate it so much, but then you might like that.
Paula would hate it.
Yeah, you might like that, actually. No, definitely Kevin. I mean, definitely Tim. Definitely Tim. Because Tim doesn't like, I don't think Tim likes us that much, you know? Like, everything we do kind of bothers him a lot.
I'm over that, man.
So,
but I think that's just how he lives his life.
Imagine if me and Kevin both died in a car crash, tragically, because we're in Ranger Danger and the brakes just finally shit the bed.
Dude,
and Kevin
that happened
and I
one
grab
time.
Each other's hands and Thelma and Louise off the ridge, right?
Yeah.
And then we go, hey, we're in purgatory, and God comes up. He's like, you guys are awesome. Like, dope. Like, I definitely want you guys to come to heaven because all the cool shit you did on Earth, all the times you made me laugh with all those hilarious off-color jokes about stabbing your parents in the fucking right eye socket.
Yeah.
But you have a choice. You can do that,
no
or...
no one stabbed their parents in the right eye socket.
Both you and Kevin can go back to Earth and haunt Tim Geddes. No brainer. Hey, Kevin and I high five. We're in Tim Geddes' fucking apartment the rest of his life. And it's not like it's going to bug him. It's not like it's going to, like... He's not going to hate it. It's just going to bug him a little bit. For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with that.
He'll just be like mildly irritated every day. So many sighs and head shakes. But then I feel like you could also like befriend Gia in the process, and then the three of you could like gang up on them.
Oh, 100%.
Oh man, set up Christmas decorations as Ghost and Gia together. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
That's
we set up the lights. We set up the lights so that they're a rat's nest of spider webs so that when Tim comes in he gets caught. Not hurt, just kind of.
Would you just like undo?
And then
all
he can't get out,
management?
So he just stays there until someone gets him out.
He has no cable management.
He doesn't.
He's zero. It's
not
disgusting.
Great. You didn't notice it when we were over on Sunday?
No, but Tim strikes me as somebody that would be like super crazy about that.
No, he likes LED lights.
That's upsetting.
Let's bring up this next news story.
Yeah, it sounds great.
This is the poster for the PG-13 rated Once Upon a Deadpool, which is the re-release of Deadpool. I love it. I like the use of Yule. Yule believe in miracles. Yule.
It's not the right use, though.
Yule? Yeah, but it's funny.
But it's like a pun.
It's a pun, Kevin. It's funny.
Guys, I don't get it.
Jesus Christ, why are you so
Yule
literal?
Time.
You're like a robot. I don't understand humor.
Does not compute.
Let's not compute.
Who are the people in the Nick background? Am I supposed to recognize any of
that's
them?
That's Fred Savage.
Oh, that's right, because he's the narrator.
And then that's a beagle.
Cute dog.
I don't know the rest of the people. I don't care.
What's
I didn't bother looking
at
it.
Is that cute dog from the movie? Or?
Is the cute dog dead?
I'm sure at some point the dog
dies.
He
looks dead.
That's kind of sad. Very cute dog.
All right. Let's enhance.
They're just like going to town.
That looks like cool, Greg.
That's definitely Justin Bieber.
What?
No, Justin Bieber doesn't know how to use a saxophone.
Sure he does. He's sexy. Man.
Do we like Justin Bieber now?
I've always liked Justin Bieber.
We're not on the like, let's kick Justin Bieber in the shins.
Well, I think he's
I don't care.
I think he's
him.
A complete piece of fucking dog shit, but he's talented.
Does he know how to fight? Is he like one
dude,
of
have you heard him sing? He sings
he's
like
just
a goddamn
like very
angel.
Produced.
Yeah, he's beautiful. You know what he does? He does the thing where he's like that. He gets across the teen angst that just makes
but
everything
he's like
wet.
He's 25 now. 24.
Yeah, but when he was young, he was like that. He was just so beautiful. He was so beautiful.
He had the swoopy hair.
He had the swoopy hair. He had the creamy skin. If you blink, you're like, I'm not sure. If he's a boy or a girl, it's so great.
Like
it was so
of, like,
sexy.
An androgynous look.
Yeah, he has that like I could be anything right now, and it was what the. No!
Damn. That was intense.
Yeah, now he's a big piece of shit, though.
Yeah, I don't really care. He, like, pops on my Twitter timeline every once in a while because of the, he got married to the Baldwin girl.
She's so hot.
Is she?
Yeah.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Is she not? Maybe I'm thinking the wrong person. Kev, can you bring up Justin Bieber and, not Baldwin, she's a Baldwin, right?
Haley Baldwin.
It's not, Haley Baldwin. Let me see Haley Baldwin. Yeah, she's hot.
Okay.
This is the guy you're campaigning for right now.
Look at him. He looks like a goddamn street bum.
I don't but like he's got great tats. I don't like the mustache. I feel like if the mustache was gone, you might have a better case.
Not better?
Still not a great case.
Is this really what he looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beads, man.
Why does he what is he doing with Tori Kelly?
I don't know.
Maybe he's banging her.
No. He just got married.
Oh, that's going to stop Justin Bieber? He's fucking banging everything out there.
I don't know. He wrote a very heartfelt post about his new wife. That
did
was
he?
Very sweet.
He's 24 years old. Oh, shit. Be cool. Know. Be cool.
It's only 11:06.
Be cool.
Shh,
be cool.
She
be cool.
She can't see me moving.
Oh, no.
Did you wear the extra loud shoes today? Because you got to be out of here by 1:15. Is that why you said I'm going to wear the extra loud boots?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe I did.
I like this floral bomber.
Thank
so
you.
So cute.
I brought you a present. Oh, wait. Just kidding. Just kidding.
She got you, you bogey.
Did you know that this is Andrea's? Did you know that? Have we updated you?
That's all I want to say.
I'm aware.
Enjoy the rest of your show.
All right.
Hi, Andrea.
I'll see you in 35 minutes when I end the show.
Oh, I'll just pull the plug. Don't
chat me. All right, everyone. It's been fun. But now we have to take a second to tell you about our sponsors, the first of which is 23andMe. Now, through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up our DNA. Tim tried this, and he was like, Dude, it's really cool. White. What's that?
Turns out he's white.
Turns out super white.
Wow.
Super white.
This
but
is
he has
brand
one,
new information.
He has 1% South African, I think.
I think it's like 0.01%.
Well, that's enough, though. That's enough for him to learn something about himself. The cool thing about this, actually, which I didn't know until I read this ad read yesterday, mm-hmm. was you can actually figure out things about, like, your body that can help you out. For instance, do your arms and legs twitch while you're sleeping? With 23andMe's sleep movement report, you can discover how your genetics may be influencing how much you move your arms and legs during sleep. Isn't that crazy? You could learn things about yourself. I didn't know that. I just thought it was something like I could lord it over that I'm 100% Italian to everyone and I can make jokes about that. Yeah. But instead, I can actually learn stuff about my genetic makeup. For instance, do you have genetic muscle composition common in elite power athletes? Clearly. Studies have found that almost all elite power athletes have a specific you don't have to laugh that hard, have a specific genetic variant in a gene related to muscle composition. You might have this version of the gene too. With 23andMe's muscle composition report, you can explore the link between your DNA and your muscle composition. I'm sending mine in because I want Hunter Pence to know that we're kin.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
You are contemporaries.
We're contemporaries.
Your muscles for, like, hurt your back from sitting slightly angled.
One time I stood up the wrong way, pulled my back muscles. That's how not a power elite athlete. But I won't know until I check with 23andMe for sure. Here's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this is the one that I got to talk about my wife. Some people may feel they get more mosquito bites than other people around them. So what makes some people more attracted to mosquitoes than others? Genetics may partially be to blame.
Really?
I'm gonna trick my wife into spitting into something, and then I'm gonna send it away.
Just so I can let her know
that I know more about her body than she does.
Nick, it's a tiny little swab. You can just be like, hey, open your mouth, babe, and just whoop, and then run out.
That's true. That's how
it works.
I thought
it was like a lot for some reason.
I don't think so.
It's not. It's very
little. It's very, very easy. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andMe.com/morning. That's the number 23andMe.com/morning. That's 23andMe.com/morning. They have it right here. Here's what you do. It's easy to do. You simply spit into a tube provided in your 23andMe kit, register your sample for your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, receive your personalized information reports about yourself or anyone that chooses to do it. That's fun. It's super easy.
I always wanted to do this.
We should all do it together.
We should.
On tomorrow's show. If there's no Avengers trailer, we'll all spit in a bowl tomorrow, mix it all up, send it away to 23andMe, see what happens.
See if they can figure out how many people.
They're like, damn, you got a lot of stuff.
Horrifying.
It turns out you're actually five separate people. Isn't that weird? Oh, man, let me tell you guys, let's bring it down a notch. Let me tell you guys about a little problem I had when I was in my early 20s. Started losing my hair. It was stressful. Didn't like it. Didn't know what to do. Didn't have a resource that could possibly help me with this. But now I'm glad that you all do. If you're out there thinking, hey, it might be thinning a little bit, I don't know what to do, and you're stressing out about that, stress no more. The solution is Hims, a wellness brand for men. Go to forhims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness, all for men. I'm gonna put that and in there. I don't know why they don't write that in there. Let me tell you, thanks to science, baldness can now be optional. Hims connects you to real doctors, medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. You can go. You can use what I use if you want. You can use the Finasteride. They'll give you a prescription for that. You get the shampoo, you get Andy's gummies, and when you eat them, think of Andy. They're good.
They're, from what I've heard, they're better when they're actually Andy's gummies.
You can eat them too. They just buy, they've got biotin, it's great for you.
You'll grow hair everywhere.
But Joey's got amazing hair. Right now, listeners, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/morningshow. That's forhims.com/morningshow. forhims.com/morningshow. All right. Lastly, we got Loot Crate. What is Loot Gaming? It's the question for the ages. Well, I'll answer it for you right now. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered to your door with exclusive pop culture, collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves, which means you can't find these items anywhere. No matter what you geek out about, they got you covered. We geek out about Metal Gear, and they shipped us those pint glasses that I forgot to bring onto the set today.
It's because we use them so much that they're always in the sink.
This is the problem. I told people, these are off limits. These are my pint glasses. And people go, cool. And then Greg picks it up and just goes and uses it for water. And then I dip my fingers in the water and do the namana pantre.
Yeah,
and
it goes, and apparently, is that the Portillo water or is that different water?
No, that's my new thing.
Okay.
Every time Greg brings a bottle of water, I just dip fingers in it like I'm a priest. And I go like this. This month, they got an exciting new crate coming at you right now. Here's the theme. Earth is secure. It's time to fight off world. Take on alien invaders with gear from Halo, We like Halo. Gears of War. We like Gears of War. Mass Effect and Galaga. Going
he
old school.
Loves
old school
Mass
and
Effect.
New school. He does like Mass Effect. It's because everyone has the cool hair of that. He's like, oh, my Mass Effect hair. Then he cuts his own hair like a teenager. It's weird. Over 30 million crates sold. Loot Gaming guarantees a t-shirt in every crate. Loot crate packs $60 of value into each crate for $29 a month. You can't lose. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. I like that. It's nice.
I know. It's supposed to get fun mail.
It is fun. It is fun mail. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. This crate will sell out. You must order by this week to guarantee yours, as it will sell out. I don't know why. Get the best surprise each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code, KFMS, to save an additional 30% off your subscription. That's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code, KFMS, to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Joe, tell people what they want.
Today, Brian Murphy from the Kinda Funny Games Patreon has won Holy Potatoes, a spy story on Steam.
That makes all the sense in the world. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get entered to win one of our daily giveaways, there are four ways. One, be in the Twitch chat right now. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. How do you do that? That's a great question, Joe. Thanks for asking. You can give us five of your hard-earned dollars. That sounds like a lot, right? Or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. This is your daily reminder. Please give that to someone. If it's not going to us, give it to someone in our community that's doing a bang-up job of being a human being. Like Sancho West. He's always streaming or restreaming stuff. Is rebroadcasting lazy? Sure. Should he put more work in if he wants to be successful?
Okay.
I don't know.
Come on. Why are you attacking him?
If you are streaming, you should also be able to take days off, let's be clear.
Well, you want it? Because I wanted to take today off. But I'm here, IRL. Touch my face.
Touch him.
Am I real?
Joey,
yeah.
No,
I didn't ask if I was a vapid human being, Joey. I asked if I was actually a physical entity.
You gotta clarify these questions.
That's
Joey,
fair.
I want to clarify, you didn't have to touch him. You touched him on your own free will.
You can also support us at the $2 above level on either of our Patreons. That's patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. We really appreciate all of your support. And if you use that Amazon Prime subscription, I'm gonna read your name at the end of the show. And if I see that it says Twitch Prime next to your name, just know I'm winking a little extra hard at you. All right, let's go back into the tips. Todd Wise gave us $5 and said, my fiance is watching with me for the first time. She is from England. Can you give her an appropriate British butthole? Thanks. Give me the one, Kev. Butthole.
Oh, shit.
I think that's the first request you've ever had for a British butthole.
Yeah, there it is.
And
I like people who are innovative.
I did not like it.
I loved it.
I don't want it ever happening.
No, it's happening. Yes, I like y'all from London. Shopping cart gave us 500 cheers and said, morning show is the best part of my day. Getting married this weekend. So, ooh, wanted to spread the love. Also, wanted to get Uncle Nicky's recommendation for dope food spots in FF. SF for my upcoming honeymoon. Oh, man. Lots of good ones.
If you're like going to celebrate, I feel like you should go to Water Bar.
Water Bar's great.
Water Bar's great.
That's like
there it is.
Epic Steakhouse and then, right next to it.
Epic's great. Alexander great Steakhouse steak. Is great.
That's too expensive, though.
It's very, both of them are very expensive.
I feel like Alexander's way more expensive.
If you want more low-key, go to Rome Burger.
Nope,
it's one of my favorite burger places.
No, it's too low-key.
Nope, well,
I'm
really
just saying
good.
If you're like, oh, we're yeah, not going right, out there,
right,
we're going
right,
for lunch.
You're right, I'm sorry.
Lunch, go to Rome Burger.
Or Curry Up Now.
Or Curry Up Now is very good, but the Rome Burger has great sweet potato fries.
Yeah. If you want a nicer dinner that's a little bit less expensive than those two places, Nopa's really good.
Flour also, and Water is
flour
also
water
really good.
Flour and Water is fucking nominal. It's probably my favorite restaurant.
Details.
I know, it's beer and wine only.
You can go to, if you want low-key also for lunch, go to Pack Heights, go to Bun Me. Phenomenal sweet potato fries.
If you want to drink champagne, you can go to the Riddler. And they have champagne and popcorn.
You're
and it's
drink
really
a lot
fun.
Of
it's
champagne.
Really pretty.
They
it's very Instagrammable, if that's what your wife is into.
Probably. They're millennials. Chicks underscore 18 says, can I get everyone to tweet at ahicks7 or, and just... I guess he just wants us to tweet him or.
Just the word or,
nothing more, please. Thank you.
Why are we?
I'm not doing
why
that.
Why are we tweeting Amanda or? I'm very confused by this, but I'm down to do it.
I don't know.
Trust chicks.
Just do it.
Do it.
Chicks, been around for a long time.
All right, do it. Everyone do it then. Fine, we get behind it. But
did
I tell you what, if this is some sort
this?
Of hate crime and you've just fucking goaded
it's
us into
Corey
that.
Corey Hicks, but we call them chicks.
Well, that makes sense. DJ Kento gave us another tip and said, I know we all want to see the Avengers 4 trailer, but we just got introduced to Captain Marvel and she's a main character. Wouldn't it be weird to see a trailer for the movie after the one that's not even out yet? Marvel should keep holding it. That's what I think, Kate.
Yeah, no. Yeah, honestly, DJ Kento, I totally agree with you
Let
on
it
this
breathe.
One.
Okay, but
it's weird.
I also would have been totally fine with them not giving us the Captain Marvel trailer and just giving us the Avengers
That would be
trailer.
Cool, too.
Yeah, but it's not the next movie.
Do I really care?
The Kookabus
I don't.
Gave us a tip with a clip. $10. and said, first time sending a clip. Hope you enjoy. Thank you guys for keeping me sane at my monotonous job. BTW, if you have any trouble pronouncing my name, it's a cross between cuckold and succubus. Cuckubus. That makes sense.
That's real.
Put a hard K in there next time, though, and then I'll really understand it. Cuckubus.
All right, we doing this?
Let's go.
Oh my God. Oh.
That was amazing. That was great.
That was a great clip.
Thank you for that.
What's that Ferris Bueller clip down there?
No, click on it. Sloan. God, I had a big crush on Mia Sara back in the day.
No, it's a Looper video.
Things only adults notice in Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't have to watch
it's an adult movie. Final tip today comes in from Big Punisher. It says, Nick, you're looking damn sexy. Right back at you, sir. Right back at you. All right, we got to end a little early today, so we can't go into the chat because one Andrew Renee texted me in the morning and said, please end the show early. I have to do shit. And I was like, no. And she was like, I'll kill everyone you know.
With a
you know
opener?
I can do it.
She just had a picture of a letter
can
opener.
Can you imagine if Andrea was an assassin and she just had a letter opener?
Yeah, I could.
That'd be awesome. I'd like to be her, like, tech guy. Where she's like, who is in the corridor? And then I'm looking at the cameras, but I'm eating Cheetos also. So she can't understand what I'm saying.
Oh, I hear her.
Shh, 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 shh. If you don't move, she just can't see.
There's no sneaking around on these
shoes. It's so loud.
I like it.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to round the show out today. Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, if you are on YouTube and you're watching this clip, the word of the day is... Shit, I forgot what it was. Oh, street meat.
Can it be stab, stab, stab?
No, let's do stab, stab, stab. That's what it is. Hashtag stab, stab, stab. That's what it's going to be. Remember to be kind to everyone. Don't stab anyone. Be cool.
Thank you.
Just Kevin wants me to say that, but I'll say it also. Just, you know, it's a joke, okay? I don't want you going out there being like, Nick told me to do it. And then you go to jail, be like, I hate Nick forever. And then you write in lipstick on the wall, must kill Nick or make out with Nick.
Cool.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.